Proclamation number 7071, dated the March 22, 1958. A child's prayer to the Father. Express your wishes to me in all simplicity and you'll find a listening ear. Humility of heart will always enable you to find the right thoughts and words, and thus your prayer will be that of a child to its father, which is certain to reach his ear. And I will truly help you, but you must leave it up to me how I do this, for my love for you is so great that I only ever have the best in mind for you, that I always want to give you, my children, more than you ask for. And since Roman 1, in my wisdom, recognize how I can best make you happy, I also act in accordance with my wisdom. So you should indeed pray to me, because I can only take effect within you when you have united yourselves with me. But after such heartfelt prayer in spirit and in truth, you should leave everything else to me, and everything will happen as is good for you. No prayer to me will be in vain, even if it is not immediately fulfilled. And time and again you should seek to unite with me in prayer. And truly, you will derive great blessings from it, for every contact with me also assures that my flow of strength will pour into you and comfort your soul even if your body cannot feel it. But it will also affect the latter, for it strengthens its spiritual substances and enables them to resist. You will, so to speak, also physically be conquerors. You will be protected from my adversaries' intrusions, which was purely achieved by your prayer to me. Don't think that I keep my ears closed if a prayer isn't immediately granted. I hear my child's call and am always willing to help. Yet I also know what is the most effective help, and this is what it will receive. For I always know its state of maturity, I know what it still needs to become perfect, and I will only ever do what draws this child closer to me for sure. And once it grows in realization as a result of its life of love, it will also know itself what it needs and thus leave everything to me alone. It will certainly pray to me, but then also patiently wait until I grant its prayer. Yet you should not stop praying either, for you come so close to me in prayer that the spiritual bond is tied again, as it was in the beginning. And especially this bond proves your change of will, and the return to me has actually already been accomplished. You just have to let yourselves be nourished by my strength time and again so as to enable your nature to change too, so that it becomes again as it was in the beginning. Kind-hearted deeds and heartfelt prayer accomplish this retransformation, and you cannot be asked to do so often enough. And then you will also understand that you will have to keep getting into difficulties, be they of a physical or psychological nature, so as not to let up in prayer, in order to look for the bond with me which will provide you with the strength to achieve this change. And if I ask you to pray continually, single quote, it was certainly not meant that you should carry out lip prayers for hours on end, but that you should always be mentally in contact with me. You should turn to me in all affairs of your daily life, which merely requires a heartfelt thought, and you should always be lovingly active. This is what I consider true prayer, whereby you demonstrate your will to me and also establish the unification with me, which is the purpose and goal of your earthly life. And you can certainly come to me with the smallest request, for the more intimately you associate with me, the more I can repay your trust. You just ought to leave it up to me how I grant your prayer. But you can rest assured that your prayer will be fulfilled. No prayer sent up to me in spirit and in truth will fade away unheard by me. And as soon as the prayer is a spiritual request, you can also expect its fulfillment with certainty. For if you pray for maturity of soul, for help in spiritual hardship, Your bond with me will also be established again, and you can be touched by my ray of love, which always signifies that your appeals have been granted. No human being, whose soul's salvation is so important to him that he wants to achieve it, will remain weak, and since I myself yearn for my child, I will also always help it in its ascent to me. I will do whatever is of greatest benefit for my child and its soul. Amen.